Hare Krishna, today's class is given by His Grace Pran Govinda Prabhu about the glories of Prabhuji Srivas Pandit. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please take over the call, Prabhu. Thank you so much for your association.
Thank you. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji. Yes.
So because it's a disappearance day, maybe we can just have a few minutes singing this, because Prabhupada made a rules in ISKCON. Every disappearance day we sing this song. So we're not going to make it big, but at least to repeat the song, you can join. Je anila prema dhana karuna prachur, je anila prema dhana karuna prachur, hena prabhu kotha gelai acharya thako. Hena prabhu kotha gela acharya thako. Kaha mora saru krupa kaha sanatan. Kaha mora saru krupa kaha sanatan. Kaha dasa raghunatha patita pavan. Kaha dasa raghunatha patita pavan. Kaha mora bhata juga kaha kabira, kaha mora bhata juga kaha kabira. Iko kale kutha gela gora natara. Iko kale kotha gela gora natara. Pasane kutibo mata anale pasibo. Pasane kutibo mata anale pasibo. Goranga gunera nidhi kotha gele pavo. Goranga gunera nidhi kotha gele pavo. Sesaba sangira sange je kaila bila se sabha sangira sange je kaila bila se sangana paya kande narutamada se sangana paya kande narotamada. Je anila premadhana karuna prachur, je anila premadhana karuna prachur. Jaya Srivas Thakur, 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 Jaya Sivas Thakur Jaya, Sivas Thakur Jaya, Sivas Thakur. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Prabhupada Jaya Jaya Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, welcome to beautiful Satsanga on Monday. We are very fortunate that Srila Prabhupada spread this Krishna consciousness all over the world and inspiring in the heart of all these devotees like Mother Priti Vilasini, the Mother Anjana Gopika. They feel very enthusiastic to host this program and give access to others to hear. Whatever the realization we get, it is not as important as that it is given. Because sometimes we may not understand how medicine works, but if somebody takes the medicine, it acts. And from experience point also, I'm saying that for many decades, I'm with the Krishna Consciousness Movement, and I see that how beautiful this Krishna Consciousness Movement is actually acting and transforming our consciousness from worse to better and going towards best. And at the same time, it is transcending. So both are transforming and also transcending, and it's happening. I mean, not falsely prideful nature speaking like this, but it is happening with so many devotees all over the world, thousands and thousands. And when we reflect how it's happening, it's just a mystical. All this Krishna Katha, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, how he elaborately explained this. It is nothing but pure medicine that's going to transform our heart, our consciousness, and make us become eligible to serve the divine couple, Radha Krishna in Golok Vrindavan. And by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, we will enter into the domain when we ready for it. So I thank to Prabhupada. I also appreciate the host, facilitator. And I also, from my heart, I appreciate all those devotees who are participating every day, every week in your sadhana. Very nicely, I was hearing the chanting. It was so nice. So enthusiastically performing. It's very convincing that it's our eternal nature, Krishna consciousness. While we are practicing, we are enthusiastic and we are relishing, and one day we'll be drowned into this ecstasy ocean by the mercy of Guru Vaishnavas. So today is the disappearance day of Sivas Pandit. Mother Priti Vilasini asked me yesterday if we can discuss about this. So at the beginning, I want to start with this. Who is Sivas Pandit, first of all? Generally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very well known. In that song, Gorangera Duti Pada, Sei Mora Sampada, Srila Prabhupada says, Goranger Naam. When you utter the name Gauranga, you may feel like, well, it says it's supposed to give me spiritual happiness. How come I'm not feeling it? Sometime it may, or doubt may come. Srila Prabhupada says Gauranga, the word Gauranga, means it's a constitute of this Panchatattva together. Vande Sri Krishna Chaitanya Nityananda Sahodito. In that verse, he says Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu are the beginning of this. But then, if you look at the first verse of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bande Guru Nisha Bhaktan, Isha Misha Vatarakan, Tata Prakasham Satat Shakti, Krishna Chaitanya Sangakam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means these five tattva and one more, six together. First is Guru, and then Jiva Shakti, representative, and then Chit Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Gadadhar Pandit, and then Prakash, and Avatar, and Swayam. This all five together is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when we understand five together, they are inseparable. You cannot separate them. Then we understand Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, when we chant Sri Krishna Chaitanya, you will see within your consciousness a big change is taking place. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's identity, and we see that in Panchatattva verse that we all know, Panchatatma Atmakam Krishnam. Panchatatma Atmakam Krishnam. Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam. Bhakta Avataram Bhaktaksham Namami Bhakta Saptikam. So we'll discuss this for a few minutes, and before that we can just pray to Prabhupada and Guru Krishna to get their mercy and entrance to that discussion. Bande Sri Gurun Sri Jutapada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakha Nitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvisesha Sunnavadi Paschatadi Shatarine Vancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanibho Vaishnavibho Namo Namo Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I have mentioned before that Srila Prabhupada and Giriraj Maharaj was there also in Mumbai, and Loknath Maharaj was there. One time discussion came that Prabhupada, why you introduce us chanting 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, since there is a warning of offenses. It has to be offense-less chanting in order to be effective. So why, but in Panchatattva name, there is no offense. Why not we just chant Panchatattva name? So Srila Prabhupada said, yes, you can do that. Then Loknath Maharaj persisted. He said, but you told us to chant 16 rounds minimum. He said, yes. He said, but it has the offense endowed by the Panchatattva. Then Prabhupada said, no, you chant Panchatattva name always before you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And then when you get the mercy of Panchatattva features, by chanting their name, you get the mercy. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Amapati sneha jodi thake sabakar Krishna vai navaliva navalaivar Prabhu kahe kahilam ei mahamantra iha japagiya kariya nirbanda ya hoite sarva siddhi hoibe sabar iha vai navaliva navalaivar So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, when you chant this Panchatattva mantra, you get the mercy, you have some affection for me. Then by my order, you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So why Panchatattva mantra has to be there first? Because there is a very significance. In Murari Gupta Karcha, there are few authentic literature that gives the direction of Mahaprabhu and his teachings. And one of the book earlier, his classmate, or you can say childhood friend, Murari Gupta, who was a Hanuman incarnation, and he wrote thoroughly about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this Panchatattva's speciality. And Adilila chapter 8, text 4, it says that at the beginning of every function, Prabhupada says, in preaching, especially before chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Prabhupada writes, we must chant Panchatattva's name, offer our respect to them. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu represent a rasa samudra. This Krishna consciousness movement, Krishna consciousness means bhakti rasa. Our sadhana that we are chanting, we are very excited to chant. But what is supposed to come out? Like when you do things, there has to be some result. What's supposed to come out? The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Cheta darpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nirvapanam sheyakairava chandrika vitaranam vidyavodhu jivanam anandam ambadi vardhanam. First two are the purification of condition to Brahmabhuta or liberation. Then the second two is your deep realization, and then the next two is actually goal, even within the first sloka. Anandam ambudi vardhanam, that your access to the happiness is like an ocean which is always increasing. When we serve the holy name, Harinam. Pratipadam, every step, Purna Amrita, you will be completely drowned into relishing ecstasy. Pratipadam, Purna Amrita, Ashadanam. Ashadanam, he did not say some vague idea that somebody said, we are not focused on tasting. Mahaprabhu is saying, Ashadanam. If you are not tasting, then how you will progress? Katham bina romaharsham dravite chaitasa bina bina ananda asrukalaya suddhita bhakta vinasaya. Lord Krishna says in 11th canto that katham bina romaharsham, when you think of me or chant my name, do you feel happy? Ask yourself. If you feel happy, then And in that sloka, it's giving a logic, cause and effect. Drabeto chetasa bina, katham bina. If you are not happy to chant, don't feel out of duty or, okay, that's fine in the beginning maybe. But actually you have to come to a point that where you feel happy to serve the holy name. Then Krishna says, then it will soften your heart. Drabeto, draba means like a semi-liquid, fertile ground. Heart becomes like a fertile ground where bhakti actually can grow. It's not hard-hearted. It is not weak heart. It's a soft heart. Soft heart is not hard-hearted, impersonalist conception, or weak-hearted sense gratification conception. It is in the middle. Very unique, Rupa Goswami Pada explains. So this soft heart, then what happened? Dravito chetusa vina, vina ananda kasrukalai. And then it will cause you to actually repent, regret that why I'm not advancing, why I did not serve Krishna from childhood. And this kind of regret will come. And Prabhupada says it opens the door of liberation. You are liberated at that moment when you cry for Krishna, you repent, you regret. Then Dravita Chetasa Bina, Binananda Srukalaya, Suddeto Bhakta Binasa. And Krishna says, if you do not cry, then where is the chance that your heart is softening. And if your heart is not softening, now go back and forth on this. Then he says, where is the chance you will shed tears? Ananda Ashru Kalaya. Out of ecstasy that the Ananda Ashru will come, the tears will come out of that feeling from regression to a kind of a detached from this charmness of this world to enchanting of spiritual world. There is a big shift and you will feel ecstasy. And then Binananda Sukralaya, Suddhata Bhakta Vinashaya. And if you are not feeling this, then where is the chance that your consciousness is purified? This is exactly what Sivas Thakur was exhibiting himself. He drowned all the people in his house, all the neighbors, including Prabhupada writes, cats and dog in his house, a Muslim tailor, maid servant, anybody has any relationship with Sivas Thakur. He was exhibiting this practically in Navadvip while Mahaprabhu was there. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Rasa Samudra. He is the embodiment of Rasa, spiritual ecstasy. Nityananda Prabhu's speciality, Nityananda Prabhu, he gives the access. He has the key. You know, you need to go to a storeroom where the rasa is stored, the spiritual ecstasy. But in order to go, you need the key of your guru, Nityananda Prabhu. Without Nityananda Prabhu, it's not possible. Without Nityananda Prabhu, it is not possible. Even many example is there that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met many people, but he did not give Krishna consciousness immediately. But when he saw anybody took shelter of Srivas, he gave. What was the qualification of the Muslim tailor? He's a Muslim guy. First of all, in Muslim religion, they are not supposed to drink wine. But he was so, out of his rituals following, that he was always like to drink, and he used to bring the alcohol in Sivas Thakur's house. Sivas Thakur, seeing this, that this is a nice tailor, he makes clothes for his family and his relative. You know, four brother lives, it's a big facility. By the way, when you go to Mayapur, don't consider that Sivas Thakur home, what are you seeing? It says it's hundreds of miles, a facility, garden and house. Now, hundreds of miles, if you think of materially, physically, if you think about it, there's from Mayapur, Sivas Thakur house to Calcutta is 100 miles. But Sivas Thakur house himself with the garden, it's hundreds of miles. Because that's why Raslila took place in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, by his mercy, the devotee would come and join. And I give you a little glimpse of it, that even Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he, when he opened that place, Sivas Thakur's house, and he built a small till today, that temple is there, but they made it bigger now. But there is an origin sign is still there. You'll see a small. He just made it just for at least establishment of where Sivas Thakur house was. One of his cook, middle of the night, personally told us in 1978. I'll never forget that. Jananivas Prabhu in Mayapur. We were there, and on Prabhupada's Vesupuja day, the difference Prabhupada's godbrother used to come to Mayapur. I don't know nowadays, well, there is no godbrother anymore left. But in early days, in early 80s, even they would come on Prabhupada's appearance day, Prabhupada's disappearance day, they would come and speak. So one Maharaj, Bhakti Biva Bharati Maharaj, he passed away. But I remember he told us the story. And Jananivas Prabhu didn't understand English so much, but Bengali so much, but he could pick and we would translate also. And one time he told the story that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, if you go to Chaitanya Math, he used to live on the second floor. I don't know, the modern entrance probably changed it. But anyway, the old entrance, as you come, there's a Bijoy Toron, and then after a little walk, there is a Samadhi. So he would live there. And then his cook, few devotees, they were staying downstairs. One night, he woke up and he started walking. And Bhakti Vivek Bharati Maharaj, that time he was not a sannyasi, he was a brahmachari, he was a cook for Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he was thinking, of course, those days they didn't have a clock, watch or anything, but some or other, he figured it out, it has to be middle of the night. He hears that Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur makes some sound with the wooden sandal. He would walk with the wooden sandal and he's coming down, tuck, 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 tuck. So he was thinking in the middle of the night, where Guru Maharaj is going? So he followed him. When he followed him, after a little while, he is noticing that he's stepping very fast. So he's, of course, he's following, but hidingly, that he doesn't want to get caught, but he wants to know where his Guru Maharaj is going middle of the night. So as he's going, after a little while, he started hearing kirtan. Kirtan is so melodious, so attractive, so enchanting to the heart. Then he's thinking, where this kirtan coming? And this is like thousands and thousands of people are chanting, singing. Wow. It was like, almost like, and then materially, physically, he could not walk anymore because those days there was no road. Nowadays you go, there is a, even helicopter, I heard they landed. Even in my time, I mean, the early days, when I came, 77, 78, 79, till 89, I was there. We didn't have a good road. But road was there. It was not bad. It was very nice. But now, of course, you have a big difference after 45 years. But point was that, interestingly, that time there was no road at all. It was just a jungle, tiger, sometimes snakes everywhere. So this Maharaj followed. At one point, he noticed that he lost track and then he could not move even because the kirtan is like so close by. Then he almost like fainted. In that trance, he started hearing kirtan as if millions of people are chanting in a melodious kirtan. And it was so overwhelming. He said, externally he had some view that the Mayapur is a jungle. Hardly 10 devotees there. From Hulurghat or the bank of river to this temple, there is no road. There is nobody going, coming. But the Shiva Sangam, birthplace of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Shiva Sangam, these are only thing is available, open. Open in a sense, they're just making it for public to come and they're going to make a road. It's not finished yet. So then, all of a sudden, he noticed that, his Guru Maharaj just passed by again, walking back. And then he started coming back. And then he noticed from far that his Guru Maharaj went back to his room. And that kirtan disappeared. And next day morning, he mentioned to another sannyasi. And they tried to trace it like, it was Shiva Sangam. Shiva Sangam place where Mahaprabhu used to do kirtan. And even Prabhupada says that verse, Addavadi sei lila kare gorarai kono kono bhagyavan jeev dekhi bare pai. That pastime of kirtan in Shiva Sangam still today is going on. But not everybody will see it. Not everybody will be able to hear it. Unless somebody, he says, Dhamer upari jara mayapati jal achadiya rakhe dham ei chirakal Sri Krishna chaitanya jara nahiko sambandha Dhamer upari vas kare sei andha. if somebody has a inner connection through Guru to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and this Panchatattva, and they have a solid bond, sambandha, then possible they can enter. Otherwise, they will be staying in dham, but they will be staying above the cover of the dham. Mayadevi cover the dham is only for the special devotees. And above the covering, they think they live in dham, but they don't have access to the dham. Very interestingly, Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes this. And he gave commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita on this Dhamma Tattva. Beautiful. So, Nityananda Prabhu means Guru. We always should offer our obeisances to Guru before we start chanting. We should not just take Japamala and start Hare Krishna. No. We have to have an access key. Then Advaita Acharya, what is the Advaita Acharya's specialty? Just before Mahaprabhu appeared, now Sivas Thakur, he was about 30 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Haridas Thakur was 35 years older than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And according to Gorgona Desdipika, even Advaita Acharya is over 52. Or 56, someone says also something. But I don't know. But I saw that 52 is written there. 52 years older. So Sivas Thakur, you know, 30 years is like a father age. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sivas Thakur was like a father age. And before Mahaprabhu appeared, Navadvip was very famous. Famous for what? For specialty. It's called Navane Vishwavidyalay, in a sense that the hub of scholarship, education, was Navadvip. When Visharad Vachaspati, Sarvam Bhattacharya's father, he was a very famous scholar. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, before he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri, but he used to live as a child in Navadvip, and his father was the one who actually established the Navadvip. But the king of Orissa invited Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to become his minister on Shastra. So Visharad Vachaspati, I'm sure the audience, you probably heard Nalanda University. It still today is there. I went there twice actually just to see. It's the one of the oldest university where Jiva Goswami Pad has a department that you can study about Jiva Goswami Pad's scriptures. It's still there in that university. Nalanda University, that area was the hub of education. And Vachaspati, he was such a great scholar, Visharad Vachaspati, that he literally told the librarian that I want all this book or I'm going to make a copy of it and take it to Navadvip and make a education center there. So all the professor, everybody got together. They say, impossible. Nothing going from here. Everything stays here. No place should be as big as this. But they were so genius, Sarvam Bhattacharya, his father, that they memorized all these hundreds of books just by turning over the pages. And anyway, to make it short, that they came and Navadvip became the hub of education. This is just before Mahaprabhu. But problem was, without bhakti, knowledge creates pride and increase the sense gratification. Knowledge does not take somebody to bhakti. And if knowledge does not take, Tapo Vidya Cha Vipranam, Bhagavatam says that the austerity and Vidya, what is the value of it? If it is not applied to glorify Krishna, it can ruin a person. So in Navadvip was the place where everybody is to enjoy birthday. Wedding is the biggest festival. And the scholars, the brahmanas, they were jaksha worshippers mostly. how to become more genius. Saraswati was a big worshipping Durga, biggest festival Durga. Still today in Bengal, Durga Puja is very big. Of course, now Hare Krishna movement actually is progressing so big. Krishna consciousness, by Prabhupada's mercy, this Namhatta Jayapataka Maharaj is so dedicated. And it is happening now, of course, probably the biggest religion in Bengal, that part of the India. It's taking over slowly all over India. So at that time, so Sivas Thakur, when he appeared, he was not exhibiting by Jogamaya's influence. He's a Narad Muni. In Gorgonandes Deepika, there is a famous verse. It says, Sivasa Pandita Dhimana Ja Puro Narado Muni. Par Bhaktayo Muni Baro Ja Asin Narado Priya. Sivas is Narad Muni who plays such an important part in Krishna Lila. Narad Muni's friend Parabat Muni also appeared as Sivas Thakur's younger brother, Ramai. And Sivas Thakur's wife, Malini Devi, was Krishna's wet nurse in Braja. Means she actually fed breast milk to Krishna sometime. And Ambika, name is Ambika. Sivas Pandit hailed from, originally they were from Srihatta. Or I think they also call Silet nowadays, Silet or Srihatta. Anyway. And when he was 16, until he was 16 years old, he was not so much into spiritual life by the Jogamaya's influence, but he was told by an astrologer. You can imagine in India, I see that in the village, there's few famous astrologer. It's like unbelievable. I met one astrologer anyway. It takes long time. But he could, just by seeing the forehead, he could just say what is wrong and right with this person. I saw. And the devotee is still there. One of the Western devotee, I took him there and he was very powerful. I won't say the name because I love him. He's a wonderful devotee, such a dedicated. But the moment this astrologer said, he said, this is not a sannyasi. I see a woman in his life. And sure enough, within 3 months, he fell down. And he, after few years, he came back to Mayapur and he told me that he was right. And how those astrologers are very famous. So anyway, there was that one astrologer. He saw Sivas. He said, you're going to die in 1 year. Exactly exact time and date. When Sivas heard it, at that time he was not thinking devotee and devotion. The Bengal was not a devotional. Silet or Srihatta, that place, was not a devotional. It was all tantric worship of Durga, Kali, Saraswati and Jaksha to protect the wealth. And wedding is the biggest festival. Crematory also, cremation also sometimes because people die in there. But that was the... So he could not find any way what to do. So he paid concentrated attention in the scriptures with some brahmanas because he's going to die 1 year from now. So he found this mantra that everybody knows. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Kalo Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva Gati Rannatha. Mahaprabhu gave importance. Prabhupada gave importance. Every Ishkan devotee knows almost that mantra. So when Sivas Thakur found this, he started chanting. And just he was aspiring to find some sadhu sangha. He left Silet, his hometown. Somebody told them that Navadvip is the hub for any sadhu. But when he came, he was not happy because everybody is talking about not related to Harinam, not related to Krishna or God. It's something about God, but not God. Something that fulfilled their desire. So anyway, he was frustrated, but at the same time, he's going to die. Just few days before he was about to die, he was told by one Brahmana that there is one great scholar, Devananda Pandit. He is speaking Bhagavatam every day. If you hear Bhagavatam, you're supposed to be instantly liberated. Of course, he is the eternal associate, but they come before Mahaprabhu came to participate and facilitate the pastime. So Sivas Thakur, there he came. And it's very nice, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when on the Mahaprakash day, he revealed this pastime. He says, Sivas, you remember what happened? That when you're supposed to be dead, and you went to hear Bhagavatam from Devananda Pandit. But Devananda Pandit, his Bhagavatam was not Bhagavatam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, actually it was poison. How can it be poison? It's Bhagavatam. No. If somebody don't have a devotion, they may read the scripture. That doesn't mean they can share bhakti through that. One, apani achari dharma jitke sikhai, apani na koile dharma sikhano na jai. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke this. He gave this line in chapter 4, Adilila. Apuni na koile dharma sikhano na jai. If you are not practicing, if I am not practicing Krishna consciousness, I cannot make another person Krishna conscious. And what you want to see in others, first see in you. Apuni na koile dharma sikhano na jai. First you have to see within you. If you want to see your children be happy in life, first you make yourself happy. It is necessary. The best thing we can do, become a serious, sincere devotee, followers. Sincere, pure devotee doesn't mean, you know, somebody will bring you a plug or measurement way to check it. No. If you follow the pure process, then you are in the track of pure devotion and you are following pure bhakti. That's good enough. And in due course of time, Krishna will make you whatever you need to become. But you are on the track. This is Uttama Bhakti. So Sivas Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed this. Then what happened? You are sitting, but he does not know what Bhagavatam is, and he is narrating Bhagavatam. Then all of a sudden, Prahlad Maharaj's pastime came, and he uttered this, how merciful this Prahlad Maharaj was. How merciful Prahlad Maharaj that he is asking the Lord that his father to be forgiven and give liberation. Who was torturing him, but how kind and affection because he was a pure devotee. So then hearing this, Sivas Thakur started completely awaken in his constitutional, not anymore sadhaka, but constitutional parshad ecstasy. And he started trembling, rolling on the ground, crying for Krishna. Then the disciple of Devananda Pandit, they thought, oh, this is like not a proper. This is not good. They took him and threw him outside. You are disturbing our Bhagavatam study. It's very interestingly, one Sunday, just like the way we follow here, Prabhupada actually was leading Sunday feast kirtan in San Francisco. And Gargamuni Maharaj, he's still alive in India, Vrindavan. Gargamuni Maharaj was there. And Prabhupada is leading kirtan, singing kirtan. It was so melodious kirtan. Some of the hippie people went completely crazy. Crazy in an ecstasy, in a good sense. They started chanting and singing. And Guru Das Prabhu says that Prabhupada singing. Some young girl, beautiful girl, she went so crazy. She came and told Prabhupada, I want to marry you. It's like Prabhupada opened his eyes, but he heard it. He said, you keep on chanting. And Prabhupada went on chanting. And everybody started crying for Krishna and chanting. And Prabhupada saw that. He closed his eye. Again, he's leading, playing harmonium and chanting. At the end, after some time, Prabhupada met Gargamuni Maharaj and then he said, did you like the Sunday kirtan? He said, yeah, I liked it, but I left Said, why? It was a little too much. People are crying. Prabhupada said, that's what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to cry for Krishna. You're supposed to cry. And then he was like, oh, really? Said, yes, that's natural. So Prabhupada is very merciful. He is explaining this, how important this. Of course, we don't have to pretend like artificially. Put some chili powder. There is a many stories like that. But it's nonetheless, the eagerness is always good. That I'm not crying. Like Gaur Govinda Maharaj said, we should cry. That why I'm not crying. So Sivas Thakur position was revealed. And Sivas Thakur was crying and crying in this Mahaprakash. He said, Prabhu, was that you? He said, yes, they throw you outside. And that moment, you're supposed to be dead. But who brought you at home? Who gave you the life? Then Sivas Thakur fell at the feet of Mahaprabhu. He said, you saved me. He said, yes. You're supposed to be dead. He said, yes, but I don't know how I came back. When I woke up, I found myself in my new home in Navadvip. So then he didn't go back to Silat. Then his brothers, they all came and lived with him in Navadvip. And they would go outside and they would try to preach, just like we're trying to preach. It's the same thing going on. Even that time, it was not easy. Sivas Thakur with his brother, Ramai Pandit, they would beg people to chant. People would just say, hey, this is not for me. I'm a Pandit. I'm a Brahman. I know what to do. You don't have to tell me. And after whole day preaching, when no success much, they would come to their home and cry for hours and hours. Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur just met in Navadvip the first time to Advaita Acharya and Haridas Thakur. They both came to see Sivas Thakur and they are discussing. Sivas Thakur says, Advaita Acharya says, why are you crying so much? Why all your brother, everybody's crying? He said, because holy name is the only way. It says, nasti evo, nasti evo, nasti evo. No other way, no other way, no other way. Hare Nama, Hare Nama. But nobody has interest. We try every day to tell people to chant. They don't want to chant. They said, we are fine. We are okay. We know what we need to do. You don't have to tell us. Just by seeing Sivas Thakur's cry, Advaita Acharya said something. That was the roaring point of Mahaprabhu's coming down. It was, we say Advaita Acharya's roar, but who caused Advaita Acharya to roar? It was Sivas Thakur. Advaita Acharya, off and on, Jogamaya would remove the covering, then he would say, I am this Mahavishnu. I have come and I see this Kali Yuga Jiva. They have no way they can ever get out of this suffering. They will go to hell. The entire Kali Yuga living entity will go to hell if I don't invite this holy name. But I cannot do it. It has to be the origin. My origin has to come down. So the Acharya says, Karaimo Krishna Sarva Nayana Gocha. Karaimo Krishna Sarva Nayana Gochar. Tabe se Advaitanam Krishna Rakinkar. He was angry. Can you imagine Mahavishnu become angry? He said, Sivas, I give you a promise. If I do not bring the origin Supreme Lord Krishna, come down and deliver through holy name to this living entity, I am taking vow that I'll destroy with my Sudarshan Chakra the entire universe. He was roaring. And Haridas Thakur come back. He said, from today, I'm going to start chanting 192 rounds. That was the day he took that vow in that. Because Advaita Acharya was ready. If Krishna did not come, he would destroy this universe. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he came down, he reconfirmed this. Suya chinu samudra. Khirat samudra bhitare মোর নিদ্রা ভঙ্গ হইল নারার হুঙ্কারে। দিস ইজ ইন চৈতন্য ভাগবত, চৈতন্য চৈতন্য দিস রিভিল দিস শ্লোক দ্যাট সুইয়া আছিন স্থির সমুদ্র, আই ওয়াজ লাইং ডাউন ভেরি কমফোর্টেবলি ইন দ্য মিল্ক ওশন। ওয়ার দিস শ্বেতদ্বীপ, শ্বেতদ্বীপ ইজ বিটুইন রাধাকুণ্ড অ্যান্ড শ্যামকুণ্ড ইন গোলক বৃন্দাবন, ইট ইজ নট ইন বৈকুণ্ঠ, ইট ইজ নট দ্য শিরদক্ষ বিষ্ণুজ প্লেস। ইয়েস, শিরদক্ষ বিষ্ণু হ্যাজ এ কানেকশন উইথ ইট বিকজ বীর চন্দ্র প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ প্রভু সান, ইট হ্যাজ এ কানেকশন বিকজ এভরিথিং হিয়ার ভূ ভারণ হরণ অল দিস ট্রাবল দ্যাট দ্য ইনকার্নেশন কামস থ্রু হিম, দে আর ওয়ান। বাট দ্য সেম টাইম মহাপ্রভু সেজ আই ওয়াজ কমফোর্টেবলি lying down in spiritual world in that milk ocean, all of a sudden I noticed that my bed started shaking. I was like, what's shaking? And it was causing a fear sound, roaring sound. That was Advaita Acharya. Where? When did he do it? Right here in Srivas Thakur's house on that day. So Srivas Thakur, what's the significance on that? So why we also chant his name? Because we are Tatastha Jiva. We are not Bohiranga Jiva. We are not Chit Antaranga Jiva. Some unlimited servant, maid servant, comes out, emanates from Radharani. They are the Manjuris and the Gopis, Shakis. They filled up millions and billions and trillions and zillion. There is no. Every moment Radharani thinks a new idea, new things, one girl just comes out from her body. But the Tatastha Jiva were the marginal. This where we come, we all, this living entity in this existence, where we come from there, that our origin, Prabhupada writes, our origin is Srivas Thakur. It is so nice. Can you imagine? It is almost impossible to enter there, but you have your personal father or mother, your own mother or father has the key of that storeroom. That is Srivas Thakur. Because he is the origin of Tatastha Jiva, Prabhupada writes, all the living entity has access now. So Srivas Thakur, we take shelter of holy name, pure name, under his guidance. He is a Narad Muni, Narada, who is giving God. Da means giving, Nara means, verbal root is Narayan. So Srivas Thakur is like this, Sri Bas. Sri means, where Atmana Asha se Mad Bhakti Sadhubi Bina Sriya Atantiki Brahmana Jesam Gati Ahampara. The Lord Krishna revealed this, that all my opulences belongs to me. I am the possessor of all six opulences. But I'll never enjoy any of it without my eternal, without my intimate associate, devotees. This is my vow. So Sri Bash, Sri means these six opulences, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's entire inner world, even though he came to give Krishna consciousness freely, but there is a dead bolt at the door. Prabhupada translate, if you look at in Chaitanya Chaitanya, it's a kapat. Kapat means his door. When the kirtan was going on, it had a dead bolt. You know, dead bolt means you cannot just open. It's not American-made dead bolt. It's a transcendental dead bolt that nobody could get in. Gopal Chapal, we know all those stories. You all know that how they all try to get in, but nobody can get in. Prabhupada says only bona fide chanter are allowed. So Srivas Thakur has a very significance in our life, and he came to give us this, and we have access through him. We should be thrilled to take advantage of it. The four things are very prominent amongst all Mahaprabhu's teaching. One is the holy name. The holy name was there before, but the difference is the holy name was never braided with love of Godhead. It is only Mahaprabhu did. And was very interestingly, one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to see Sivas, and all of a sudden he's like, surprise, all the devotees started chanting, Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. And you will hear so many devotees sometimes chant so loudly, especially early days. I remember Jagataka Maharaj used to like loudly, Gauranga, he would like scream and like, wow, why he does this? Because there is a significance when you chant that name. So Sivas Thakur was chanting Gauranga, Gauranga. Then he started, you know who started the chanting? Joy Swachinandan, Sivas Thakur. Nobody chanted before that. He's the one. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not like it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started running back to his home. And Sivas Thakur went with thousands of devotees and chanting Joy Swachinandan, Joy Swachinandan, Joy Swachinandan. So then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was looking through the window. What is doing outside? Why is chanting Joy Swachinandan? So that time, there was a full sun was up, and Sivas Thakur, he noticed that Mahaprabhu is looking through the window and he's trying to cover the sun. And Mahaprabhu said, this is strange. What is trying to cover the sun? How can he cover the sun with two hands? So Mahaprabhu came outside. He said, what are you trying to do, Sivas? You're already making everybody chant my name, and now you're trying to, what are you doing? He said, I'm trying to cover the sun. How are you going to cover the sun with two hands? Well, you're trying to hide. I want to see how you're going to hide. You are that supreme absolute truth. You are the one who brought the love of Godhead. The whole world will come to know, and you're trying to hide. How are you going to hide in this house? Mahaprabhu says, okay, I agree with you. I cannot hide. So he came out, and everybody started chanting, dancing with Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu started a big movement, kirtan movement. This prema kirtan, Sarvam Bhattacharya says to Pratap Rudra, King Pratap Rudra, it is not nam. He said, I heard many times kirtan, but this is, he says, Chaitanya Srishti ei prema sankirtan. Prema sankirtan, it is not a regular sankirtan. So this is one of the special thing. And then Sivas Thakur, because of the time, do I have a few minutes, mother? It's almost 12 o'clock.
Yes, Prabhuji, it's a very wonderful class. Please go ahead.
Okay. So Sivas Thakur, he also established the one of the four things that Mahaprabhu came to give, the highest conception of Radharani's service to Krishna above Lakshmi Devi's service to Narayan on the Hara Panchami day in Jagannath Puri. The Sivas Thakur, this is documented in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport. If anybody has a time, please read it. It's a vast, the whole chapter is like this. But the summary in few minutes, that Swarup Damodar, who is Lalita Sakhi, and Sivas Thakur is a Narad Muni. So as a Sivas Thakur is asking, this is a Hara Panchami, it's a beautiful, beautiful day. The whole Kurukshetra Union is like a meeting of Sundarachal to Nilachal Basi, and then Nilachal Basi goes to Sundarachal, and then there is also Mana Prema Vaichitra, means sulkiness, possessiveness. There is a emotional war between. We just had a Snan Jatra, I think a couple of weeks back. Jagannath goes to take rest as a sick man or something like that. But there's a many, many way to look at it. It's also one way to look at it where when someone's sick, where do you go? You don't go to your boss in the workplace. If you really think deeply, you don't go to your closest friend, or you go to your family. So when Jagannath gets sick, get who will take care? is the intimate family. Lakshmi Devi is serving full-fledged, intimately, no public darshan. It's only her. Of course, there's another side of Doitas also taking care. But another side, Jagannath Dev is completely bed rest. And when a man by nature, you can see it relate because everything is reflecting here. So Jagannath Dev is resting. And after long rest, wife also understand, okay, my husband is sick for some time and I took care whole day, night, I'm with him. He wants little freedom to go outside, do like man sports or something. So Jagannath Dev express, I want to go to see the village and something. And Lakshmi Devi was thinking, okay, you want to go? He said, yes, I'm stuck in this room for 2 weeks. I know I was sick and you took care so nicely, but I want to look at the weather, you know, the garden, the country life like this. Sure, sure, sure. So she consulted Subhadra Devi. And she consulted all her maid servant, thousands of maid servants. They said, but there is a rumors that in that village, Sundarachal, where is Gundicha now called, the Sundarachal, all these village girls, they are so much in love with your husband that they actually sometimes express their love more than you. And Lakshmi Devi says, this is not a good rumor. I don't like this. I don't think he should go, but he was stuck in a long time, 2 weeks. I'm taking care. He wants to just go to village. All right, just let him go for a little fresh. But he has to come back right away. So who can protect him if those girls express their love? But Lakshmi Devi never goes there to check it herself because she doesn't feel comfortable. So then Subhadra says, I'll go. Don't worry, I'll protect my brother. You are here, his wife. Who else will mess with him? I'm there. Don't worry. He said, oh, I feel so good. Then when the rumors came to Balaram, Balaram said, why worry? Tell Lakshmi Devi, my brother will be protected. I will guard because sister is going. I don't think they should go alone. I'll guard and make sure everything is good. Now Lakshmi Devi is very happy. So this is called Ratha Jatra. If you notice, we don't do Ulta Rath. We do one way only. Going to Vrindavan, not coming back. So when over there, after few days, Krishna is not coming back. The Lord, husband, Jagannath is not coming back. And Lakshmi Devi is getting sulkiness, man. What is doing? I'm sure those girls not flirting with him. Oh no, this is too much. So she gave a signal. They made a beautiful chariot. They made a beautiful decoration with a gold, diamond, gold, 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 gold. Everything is like a shining. The whole Kurukshetra, eternal Kurukshetra is all rich opulence, diamond, gold, manik, you know, panna, all this. Then Sivas Thakur is asking Swarup Damodar, this is beautiful. Opulence is so beautiful. Opulence is everything everybody wants. Swarup Damodar, he's a Brajavasi, Lalita Sakhi. He said, why you talk like this? He said, don't you see everybody's happy? They're wearing gold. Today is the Lakshmi Bijoy. She's going there to bring her husband back. Then Swarup Damodar says, but Sivas, you have some connection in Vrindavan. Why you think Vrindavan? Ah, Vrindavan, what is Vrindavan? Vrindavan is just a shrub and bushes, you know, little lake here, there. There's no opulence, there's no gold, there's no diamond, there's no jewelry. Swarup Damodar gave a good logic. Do you know who wants richness or money, wealth, gold? One who doesn't have. And they are called poor. As long as you are poor, you want the rich wealth, gold. But once you become so rich, you have all the wealth. Do you still want to look for wealth? No. What do? you look for a beautiful nature, garden, beautiful lake, beautiful park. Siva say, that's true. But that is Vrindavan. Vrindavan is higher. Where the king, he has all the opulence, but he's tired of it. He wants to enjoy, not with opulence, but with nature, beautiful beauty, love, harmony, beautiful forest, mountain, all this. So this dialogue is appealing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu enjoyed it between these two persons, Sivas Thakur and Sarup Damodar. And it was very enchanting that when Lakshmi Devi went there and found that the door in that village entrance, the door is locked. Somebody put a deadbolt there too, and that there's no entrance. And they try to bang it. But the people who are inside, Krishna, Balaram, and Subhadra, as if they never even hear. They are so much intoxicated with the Braja Prem. So Lakshmi Devi got so angry. What is going on? They don't even open the door. And my husband got trapped there. Probably all these girls now completely drown him into love with them. And she got so angry. She told all the maid servant, break this chariot. Will not allow. Now I'm not saying this, but if you ever feel like husband-wife relationship sometimes little shaky, it is origin there. Of course, there they enjoy it. They never break it. So then Lakshmi Devi, all these maid servant, they have all this gold and everything with their bangle and with their big gold things. They started breaking the chariot of Jagannath, Baladev, Subhadra. And all these Jagannath maid servant, they're like, whoa, what is it? And all these maid servant, even including Lakshmi Devi headed, he said, we are breaking the chariot, next is you all, because your master forgot to come back. They got so frightened, scared. And then Lakshmi Devi left. She came back to Jagannath temple and she locked her palace from inside. So then here Krishna Balaram, Krishna is enjoying in his world. Balaram is outskirt playing with the coward boys and others. And Subhadra Devi is busy with Mother Yashoda and all others. Wonderful time going on. At one point, when the news came to Balaram, Balaram said, oh, how long we are here? They forgot even how long they are there. He said, because Krishna probably having a good time. So he forgot, so they reported. Krishna says, oh, we need to go. And it was a very emotional breakout. But some or other, when they were trying to come back, they come back and they see the chariot, everything is broken. Of course, the maids have been fixing, everything is ready. And finally they come. When they came, and Sivas Thakur is narrating this story, narrating beautifully. He's part of the whole, he's trying to promote that how opulence is superior, but some ultimately, of course, he got defeated. Not only defeated, he embraced actually Vrindavan conception higher. Sivas Thakur actually established. When Jagannath came, Krishna came, Balaram. And imagine, I don't know if any man is hearing this pastimes. Imagine you come back to your house, you have a big palace, you are king, and you see the gate is locked, and you tell the guard, open the door, I'm the owner, I'm king, what are you guys doing? He says, sorry, the queen put a deadbolt, she said not to allow you. I mean, how do you feel? You know, I think in America, they call dog house. When a husband does something, you know, the husband is put into a dog house. The conception is there. But it's all origin from spiritual world. But over there is very beautiful. So anyway, then the negotiations start. Then Uddhava is there. Uddhava is asking Krishna, my Lord, she is obviously very angry. She's very upset. You have to break her sulkiness. We don't know how to do it. Only you know. Because that's your wife, divine mother. we can only help you, assist you, whichever way. So then they're thinking like, what to do, what to do? Then Uddhava came in. Uddhava is such a genius. He said, do you know what gift she likes the most? And Krishna is thinking, what gift? I didn't give gift much. Every husband must know what will please, because in the end commentary, acharyas, they gave. This is a common thing. So Krishna is thinking, oh, yes, I do know. She loves Rasgulla. Rasgulla, you think, where is the origin of Rasgulla? From there, from Kurukshetra. So Mother Lakshmi Devi loves Rasgulla. So immediately Uddhava, they make a big package of Rasgulla, different variety. So they knock the door, and little, not entrance, little, peek through. Say, yes. He said, please tell Mother Lakshmi Devi that the her handsome, most gorgeous husband. Then they looked at him. Sivas Thakur is explaining that how Uddhava trained the servant immediately that you dress the Lord with the gold. Because when he came back from Vrindavan, from Sundarachal, we call Sundarachal Vrindavan, he had all these twigs and flower, because the gopis, they dress him the way the village boy, coward boy. They took it out, everything, put a big crown. Immediately they made a beautiful crown made of gold, diamond, and he looks like a opulence, so much opulence, more opulence than he generally wear. So as soon the maid servants of Lakshmi Devi heard that, and they looked at, wow, he is our master. They immediately reported Lakshmi Devi that, oh, he came with a lot of opulence and he has a gift for you. Say, where is the gift? So they say, oh, it's a box of Rasgulla. She said, I'm angry. I'm not going to allow him to come in. Said, what type of Rasgulla? Let's see. So they open, oh, it's very attractive. Let me try. 1, 2, 3. She loved Rasgulla. And then said, all right. How he looks like? He looks like your perfect husband, the Lord. Then they open the gate. So these are the discussion, very details I was trying to squeeze in short. That how beautiful Srivas Thakur established the position of Vrindavan is so sweet. So harmonious living, love, full of love, beauty, charmness. Srila Prabhupada says, Vrindavan is like a Krishna as a magnet and all the Brajavasi are like an iron. They're like always around him. They cannot stop. But in opulent area, Vaikuntha, if you are not in Samipa stage, you will see the Lord once a week, once a day, once a month, something like this. Not everybody can live with the Lord. But in Vrindavan is different conception. So Srivas Thakur, I'm very thankful that Srivas Thakur so nicely established Vrindavan position is so high. And the holy name that he gave, he also taught us very nice thing. If we have a shelter of a pure guru, when we follow Prabhupada, it doesn't matter whether we are qualified or not qualified. Eventually, we will get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So long we remain servant of pure devotee like Prabhupada. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is so many pastimes. I tried to make it as precise as possible within that time. If anybody has a comment or question or reference, please.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. What a beautiful class. Very, very meditative and so nice. Wonderful, wonderful class. Really grateful to you. The pastimes were wonderful, actually. Very, very nicely said, Prabhu. Prabhu, I had one question. This was about... Srivas Thakur was... before he came and settled down in Navadvip, You were talking about him hearing the Bhagavatam and especially about how Prahlad Maharaj had requested, that his father be released from that condition and the Lord should have mercy on his father. He heard those verses and his heart melted. At the same time, you were also mentioning that Devanand Pandit at that time, he was actually a Mayavadi. So my question is also...
Not Mayavadi. Mahaprabhu says he was giving poison. Was Bhagavatam. He was reading Bhagavatam, but to Mahaprabhu it was not Bhagavatam because he did not take a shelter of a devotee. And if somebody don't have a Vaishnava guru, they cannot give actually Krishna, bhakti to anybody. Yeah.
So then how did his heart melt? Because generally we say when we hear the same Bhagavatam from a person who's not a Vaishnava, then our heart doesn't get transformed because it's like a serpent that has touched the milk. The entire milk gets poisoned. So similarly, we hear over and over that we do not hear Bhagavad Katha from anyone else because the point is that our heart will not really get transformed. So then how did his heart get transformed with that one particular pastime that he was narrating? Though he had...
Sivas Thakur's.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is what we call Ajata Ruchi and Jata Ruchi. When we go to temple, if the singer is really melodious, midanga player is good, and microphone is working, whatever, everything is well, we love it. We go with the flow. If the singer is singing but don't know how to play kartal and midanga player just learned how to play midanga, we don't feel exciting. So that's Ajata Ruchi. So these things are there, Rupa Goswami Pad says. Then we see even the deity dress. If the deities are so well dressed, we look at it. Are we looking at the dress or are we looking at the Lord? If the Lord has only one uttariya and just a dhoti, no jewelry much, okay, we looked at it very quick and then go. So we see this Ajata Ruchi and Jata Ruchi are two different. In Devananda Pandit's case, it was not that he was making Sivas Thakur in ecstasy. It was Sivas Thakur's position that anytime he heard that name of Krishna's compassionate, amongst Krishna's all qualities, one quality is... supersede all other quality. And this called bhajaniya sadguna vishishta. Bhajaniya sada sadguna vishishta. That Krishna is the possessor of all opulences. His qualities are so attractive, so enchanting, so endearing, so incredibly inspiring that you will not care whether this word came out from a Mayavadi or a Nastik or anything. You just heard the word Krishna, it ignites fire in your heart. But average conditioned soul, if they come in contact not with Vaishnava, they will never get bhakti.
Yes, Prabhu, thank you so much. Thank you, that makes sense. Hare Krishna.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, Dhanvat Pranam. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Such a beautiful class. And so many pastimes you shared and so much you uncovered the pastimes. So it was such a beautiful class. Thank you, Prabhu. Really grateful to you. I don't have any question as such, but your class was really awesome. Thank you.
You can tell your husband to what gift you like. In the spiritual world also, Krishna had to think. So one acharya actually made a comment that every grihastha husband must know what my wife likes. That was a very nice teaching.
Anyway, Prabhu, it's only Krishna bhakti, whether it's from a husband or from a spiritual master. Only needed Krishna bhakti.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Very, very beautiful class. Thank you, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mata.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much for a wonderful class. I liked all the pastimes, especially the Jagannath pastime, which you narrated in the end. Prabhuji, you said that Srivast Thakur, he started singing Sachinandan loudly, and Lord Chaitanya, he did not like it and he started running away. Why was it, Prabhuji?
Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not want to reveal himself as a supreme god. He wanted to act as a devotee. Because when he came, he says, Bhakta Bhav Laiya, I will take the mood of devotee and preach.
Okay.
But he is the Supreme Lord, Radha Krishna together, but he did not want. But then he getting caught by Sanatana Goswami Pad, he's getting caught by Srivast Thakur. Even Gadadhar Pandit did not know. Advaita Acharya, you probably heard that pastime, Advaita Acharya was worshipping Krishna. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just transformed from Pandit scholar to Bhavuk after returning from Gaya. And then his crying, his ecstasy started, and they're thinking like, what happened to Nimai? How is that? Then Gadadhar Pandit also feel happy because Gadadhar Pandit was praying to Krishna. They hope Nimai becomes a devotee. So everybody thought he will become a good devotee, and he became a good devotee. But then when one day he came, he heard Nimai and he felt attraction. Wherever Nimai is doing or wherever he's going, Gadadhar Pandit also following. So many others were following. Then one day they came to Advaita Acharya's house. Advaita Acharya was worshipping Krishna. Then seeing Nimai just came, all of a sudden Nimai seeing Krishna, he fainted. And Advaita Acharya Prabhu took the whole tray of worship. Can you imagine? Just worshipping Krishna, and he takes the whole tray and started worshipping Nimai. And Gadadhar Pandit says, you are scholar, Advaita Acharya. You are the great Brahmana. You are respected by everybody. Why are you acting like this? This is absurd. How can you do like this? You're worshipping God Krishna. Now you're worshipping Nimai because he has an ecstasy mood. Advaita Acharya told Gadadhar, how long you want to hide from the reality? That Krishna who came in as Nimai is more important to me than Krishna. Gadadhar was shocked because he knows Advaita Acharya is the genius scholar. He is the head of the Brahmana. He cannot lie, but he is saying something. He is trying to put together Nimai, Krishna, same. How is possible? And Gadadhar Pandit was like, could not hold it, fainted. So like this, Nimai actually never liked to be revealed. Even he would close his ear, Sivishnu, 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 if somebody would say you are that Supreme Lord, because he wanted. And if somebody, at some places he got caught, like Jayapataka Maharaj gives this story of Ganga, Upasak, a servant, and Chaitanya Nimai Pandit gave the darshan, but he told him, if you say one word that you know me as Supreme Lord, then you're going to be dead immediately. So he could never speak. And he was suffering like, oh, people should bow down. People should just glorify him. Why people ignoring him? How can people just go eat and sleep and not care? Nimai is here, right here, the Supreme Absolute Truth. But he can't do anything. And he would, whole life he cried. Then after Nimai left, he revealed why he did not say, because Nimai told him. So like that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was trying to hide, but then that day he got caught by Sivas. Sivas said, you are that Supreme Absolute Truth. You're trying to hide in your mom's house. And so I'm trying to hide the sun, which is impossible to hide. So because I cannot hide, you cannot be hidden also. Someday the world will know. So it's better you come out now and give your darshan. So he came out. And from that day, Nimai Pandit was so happy that anybody would chant Jai Sachinandan was very profound. Anybody chant Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan, Jai Sachinandan. Bhaktivinoda Thakur write on this that anybody will chant Jai Sachinandan even 3 times, guarantee he will enter into spiritual world. So much powerful. Sorry, took a little detour.
Oh, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, you were speaking about Srivas Pandit and how Lord Chaitanya gave mercy to someone who served Srivas Thakur. Could you talk about, could you summarize the importance of serving the devotees?
Thank you. Thank you for picking up the very important part. And sometimes even I think, what did I get? Okay, I have some feeling for Prabhupada. I do have a feeling for all the devotees. So that's very good, tangible. Then with that search, I was searching some sloka. And 11th canto, beautiful sloka Krishna spoke. Adara paricharjayam mad bhakteshu abhivandana. Mad bhakta puja abhadika sarvabhuteshu manamati. Krishna says, if you, when you develop love for me, that time you will actually love my devotee more than you love me. Because my devotee actually causing me to appear to you. My devotee actually making me more happy. Because of their love, my opulence is started flourishing. Because Krishna will never exhibit his beauty, but the love of the devotee causes him more and more beautiful. And Prabhupada translates that when Krishna sees the gopis, he sees them so beautiful, and the gopis see Krishna's beauty is even more beautiful. And this competition forever goes on. And Krishna took a vow in 11th canto. There is another famous verse. Nirapeksham munim shantam bhimatsara samadarshanam anubrajami aham nittam pujet angri renuvi. Krishna says, I will purify the world by the food dust of my devotees. Those who really loves me, they can check their heart if they have a good feeling towards my devotees. And I had a problem this many, many years back. Yes, I love Krishna, I could say some aspect, but not to all devotees. It was very hard. Nowadays, it's not that I love all the devotees, but I'm very cautious with my mind. He said, do not judge. Within me, I talk. We don't know who is their devotee. Krishna is dealing with their devotee. Krishna probably will make this devotee as a gopi girl and I'll be a dust. They will be stepping over me, which will be ecstasy in spiritual world. But how can I think anything wrong now? Just because condition nature, maybe some aspect of that person I don't like. So I talk to my own mind. Because it is the most important to understand what Prabhupada wants. He says in text 4, Nectar of Instruction, in the purport, he writes that all our International Society of Krishna Consciousness devotee should not stay in Kanishtha level. They should go to intermediate. Prabhupada wants us to stay in a transcendental platform, not judgmental, not sentimental. That line I highlighted. I put it on my bedroom. I will watch it. I said, okay, we have to shoot for that immediately. So of course we don't take the credit like this, but by mercy of Prabhupada, yes. But what's the difference between Kanishtha and Madhyam? Difference is only one, main. There are many differences. 4 things are main, but one is prominent above all, is the respecting devotee, sometimes as equal as Krishna. Like Prabhupada's position on the altar, same as Krishna's level. He's not God, but he's so intimate that he is on that level. Of course, in the altar decoration, we put sometime in the below or something. That's fine. It's nothing wrong. But his position, Shuddha Satta, and Krishna's position, Shuddha Satta, there's no difference. So very important. I mean, what was the qualification of the Muslim tailor that I mentioned? Did he do anything good? Yes. He just loves Srivas Thakur and his family. That's all. He's doing his profession, tailoring. He's not a Hare Krishna people, or he's not a Hindu. He's not even interested of anything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw that he has the interest to serve Srivas Thakur and his family. That's all. Just had a, he likes that family and he comes and serves. What was the Dukhi Krishna? And what happened? Mahaprabhu instantly thought of giving him darshan. That Muslim guy started rolling on the ground and started dancing and chanting. Sivas comes out. All these hundreds of people. Now question is, some of the people, why they didn't get? Sivas Thakur is seeing his Muslim guy is rolling on the ground, chanting Krishna's name. He looked at other side and Mahaprabhu is there. Mahaprabhu, what do you did? See, I didn't do anything. Krishna is doing everything. I'm not doing anything. I'm just seeing that you're all the people that loves you, they are all great devotee of Krishna. Dukhi Krishna had no attraction for anything except to serve Srivas Thakur's family. People would come, Dukhi Krishna would carry the water from Ganges to Srivas Thakur. Even till today, if you go there, there's a little distance to carry water, you know, hundreds of pots. And she was doing it. She was happily doing it just to serve the devotees. Mahaprabhu immediately gave her Krishna pen. Prabhupada even write the cats and dogs in Srivas Thakur house they could get. Now you can put a logic. This brahmachari came. He got caught. Mahaprabhu says, I don't feel good. Somebody is here with a different mood. That's why we're not feeling good when I'm chanting. So then they found this brahmachari and Mahaprabhu asked the question. Said, what is your qualification? Said, whole life I drink milk. You know, Bhakti Siddhanta Sudhakar made a comment. If the milk drinking was the qualification to get that you are not doing any sense gratification, just milk drinking, then all the baby who are breastfeeding, they should be qualified automatically. He was making a joke about it. So Mahaprabhu says, no. Now one thing we learn from this, very interestingly, that our connection should be with the heart, not with the head. With his head, he was putting a logic. Well, I am strict brahmachari. I did not get married. I'm not thinking of a woman. I'm not doing, you know, like all this logic we may have. But this is a calculation of the head. What is the calculation? What is the feeling of the heart? I'm sorry. I'm not qualified. But your devotee Sribash is so kind. He allowed me to come only by his grace. Through that heart feeling, humble submission that I belong to your devotee. If some devotee loves me, that's all the qualification. That's how only they got. All this explanation, Gopal Chapal, he did not get. Why? Because he did not like any devotee. But he loves God. He loves doing all the rituals. He has so much vast knowledge, but he was suffering with the leprosy. Even he met Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada writes that he knew Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Supreme Lord. He told, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead. You came to deliver. Why am I suffering so much? I'm trying to kill myself. He was trying to commit suicide. Mahaprabhu said, you haven't seen the suffering. You will see more suffering when you live in the hell. Of course, you can say that, how can Chaitanya Mahaprabhu do this? He wanted to make a one point, just one simple point. Do not disrespect my devotees. That's all. If we can just do one thing, never criticize or never disrespect Mahaprabhu's devotee, any devotee, anywhere, then we are in a best position. I hope in a short version you okay with this answer. Is that okay, Mata?
Yes, thank you so much. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev Ki Jai. How nicely you narrating all the Leelas. We are not qualified. We are on 0.0 for Prabhuji. We feel Leela because of your pure heart explaining Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. And how nicely you are given a question answer. In a practical life, it is very useful, Prabhuji. One more thing, with your permission, I want to add that yesterday, one IT engineer, Valli Mataji, came to my home. And my daughter is also working in IT. So they are doing 7 days. First, they start Saturday, Sunday to homeless people, food. And now they start 7 days. So I am not driving, so she came to pick up. And she talk almost half an hour. Prabhuji, trust me, there is no Tulsi Mala in her neck. But so sincerely, she explained to my daughter that, Drashti, when I am doing this seva, it's give me a strength. It's give me a strength to come out from the stress. So I am very new. Nobody can say me devotee. But I am very new in this Krishna conscious, but it's give me lots of strength when I shout to senior people, homeless people. So Prabhuji, moral of the story is we cannot judge anybody. I just see Tulsi Mala is not there. She is not devotee. Oh Krishna, and after talking, after 15 or 20 minutes, I feel glad. I feel guilty of myself. How can we judge that this is duty and this is not duty? Even in our house, husband or our family are opposing. But after 16, 15, 18 years, they are supporting. Nowadays, Prabhuji, they are in so much stress. My daughter is working in IT field. She become screaming, and one is working in nursing. So she also becomes so upset, Prabhuji, because she never seen all these things. Every 5 days, 6 days, the patient is going back to Godhead. So that when they are hearing this Bhakti Vruksha morning Sisi Japa class, I just keep big voice, Prabhuji. They all hearing. And morning Shishi Bhagavatam also they hear. Afternoon, still they are hearing, taking Prachandamani hearing. So Prabhuji, this association of Vaishnava is working 101%. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam to your Seva. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll pray for all of you. You please pray for me too. So we can all advance.
I understand you are so tired, but sing at least one sanza of Siddham Vrindavandam, whatever you want to sing.
I'm sorry. What did
Hare
you say?
Krishna. Can you please sing any one stanza of bhajan of Sridham Vrindavan Dham?
Sridham Vrindavan?
Sridham Vrindavan Dham.
Why? You are in love with Vrindavan?
Yes, Prabhuji.
You know, they were singing this song of Rupa Goswami Pad. See if you can find in your app or I don't know. Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram. This is a very beautiful song of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And this actually, one devotee in Vrindavan actually told me that seeing Mahaprabhu's glory in Vrindavan is more Vrindavan attraction than just Vrindavan song. It's called Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram. Sakhe, like Sakha, Sakhe. Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram, Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram, Nindita Hataka Kanti Kale Bara, Nindita Tahataka Kanti Kale Bara Garbita Mara Kamara Garbita Mara Kamaram Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram Madhukara Ranjita Malati Mandita Madhukara Ranjita Malati Mandita Jita Ghana Kunchita Kesham Jita Ghana Kunchita Kesham Tilakabinindita Sasadhara Rupaka Tilakabinindita Sasadhara Rupaka Bhuvana Mana Aravesha Bhuvana Mana Aravesham Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram Madhu Madhura Smita Lobhita Tanu Britam Madhu Madhura Smita Lobhita Tanu Britam Anupama Bhava Bilasham Anupama Bhava Bilasham Nidhubana Nagari Mohita Manasa Nidhubana Nagari Mohita Manasa Bikatita Gada Gada Bhasha Bikatita Gada Gada Bhasham Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram Parama Kinchana Kinchana Naragana Parama Kinchana Kinchana Naragana Karuna Bitarana Shilam Karuna Bitarana Shilam Shobita Durmati Radha Mohana Shobita Durmati Radha Mohana Namak Niru Amalina Namak Niru Amalilam Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram Sakhe Kalaya Gauram Udaram Gorahe, 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 Gorahe. Jaya Sivas Thakur, Jaya Sivas Thakur, Jaya Sivas Thakur, Jaya Sivas Thakur, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada.
Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Srila Jagannath Balaram Subhadrani ki jai. Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti koti dandavat pranam.
Panchakalpaturu vishya ki paasindu vaivacha. Patitanam pavanibhu. Vaishnavibhu. So we leave now.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you.
Prabhuji, is there time for one question?
Sure. If host is okay with it.
Prabhuji, I just had this question. You were mentioning that Shweta Dweep is actually in Goloka. It's not in the Vaikuntha. I just was wondering if you can give a little more detail on it, Prabhuji.
Shweta Dweep, it's a place, what is called Navadweep here. Shweta Dweep in Golok Vrindavan, it's a deep where Radha Krishna unites such a intimate that that place is created. You heard this Vaikuntha Janita Bara Tatrabi Madhupuri Rasa Sabada Vrindaranya Udara Pani Ramana Tatrabi Govardhana Radha Kundam Ihapi Gokalpate Prema Amrita Plavanat Kurjadasya Virajata Prema Amrita Plavanat, where the Radha Krishna's love for each other, it became overwhelming that they started floating. Then they lost their own identity. Radharani even asked herself, who am I? Am I Krishna or am I Radha? Krishna also does the same bewilderment. Rupa Goswami Pada explained this in his book. That place, Shweta Dweep, it's between Radha Kund and Sam Kund. And that Shweta Dweep now has a, how do you say, Prabhupada used the word facsimile, I think. Like a faxing, you know, those days they used to fax. Facsimile is something, similar word Prabhupada used. That facsimile is in, also in Vaikuntha, there is a Shweta Dweep. Then in this universe, there's the four Vishnu planet, Vishnu place. One is Palankarta Vishnu, one is Kshirodakshay Vishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, like this. So Garbhodakshay Vishnu, Kshirodakshay Vishnu is also a kind of a replica of that. Where Radha Krishnas are, there are so many pastimes anyway.
Thank you, Prabhuji. My other question was that, you were mentioning about the three Purusha Avataras. So they are, they manifest during the material creation, right? So after that, like, where is their abode, Prabhuji?
This explanation is given by Sanatana Goswami Pada that when annihilation takes place, 100 years, there's four types of annihilation, you know. In 12th canto, Bhagavatam explained. Parthiva pralay, skhanik pralay, attantiki pralay. So one pralay is that so many living entity taking birth and dying. Then pralay takes place when Brahmaji goes to sleep every day. 4,320,000,000 years. Then the final pralaya of Brahmaji when his 100 years is over. Then higher than that is that when living entity dissolve their subtle body. That's attantiki, prakritiki pralaya. Then so the four types of pralaya, four types of annihilation. That when Brahmaji's 100 years is over, then automatically Kshirodakshay Vishnu, Garbhodakshay Vishnu, and they enter into Mahavishnu's body and they stay there in the Viraja. And you heard about Lokaloka mountain, the Bhurloka. There's a seven planet, Bhu, Bhuva, Sha, Jana, Maha, Tapa, Satta. These are seven. Bhu Loka, Bhuvar Loka. So Bhu, Bhuva, Sarga Loka, like Sa Loka. Bhu, Bhuva, Sha, Jana, Maha, Tapa, Satta. Satta Loka is the highest. And then you have Atal, Bital, Tal, Tal, Sutal, Rasatal, Mahatal, Patal. The seven planet below. So on the Bhu Loka, Bhu is a Bhumandal. Bhumandal is the sun created. There is also the sun is on an axle. One is on Sumeru Mountain. It's in fifth canto. I was making a chart one time to understand, grasp it. And another spoke of the axle is on Lokaloka Mountain. Lokaloka Mountain, and Prabhupada says, also Ramanuja Acharya, they very much focus on that side. Because other side is that Rama Priya Vaikuntha. That the Lakshmi Devi that came out from the milk ocean churning, that Lakshmi Devi is actually in Rama Priya Vaikuntha, is the other side of Lokaloka Mountain. Within the universe, but there is a Narayan Bhakta, when they graduate from this life, if they become serious, they don't go to Vaikuntha immediately. They go there first. And then further, you know, in Christian world, they call progretory. Further association, and then they enter to Vaikuntha. So all this, in one sense, how do you put the analogy? It's like a bubbles. When bubbles burst, what happened? There was air inside the bubble and there is air outside the bubble. When bubble burst, the covering is lost, but the same air is not lost. It just blends in. So material world, in a sense, it's covered by the ikkhan or by the sweet will of the Lord. He covers by these three modes a part of the Brahman which becomes the material. So when the material covering is removed, it's back to that Nirvishesh Brahman. And in the covering where all this journey, or you can say buying ticket to go to different planet. I'm just thinking, like, how much should I discuss? Because this is such a vast subject. This is like you can discuss whole month. This whole creation is very fascinating. And definitely it is as important as Rashlila, because we are here. Rashlila is in Golok Vrindavan, and we are trying to transcend ourselves from by bhakti, tama to raja, then to satta. So abhidya to vidya. Then you have to transcend from vidya to transformation to suddha satta. So in that category, that when the Vishnu incarnation they come, they are always in Vishnu tattva. Vishnu tattva means this covering of the modes is there, but it's not possible to cover them. So they never get covered by that. So in one sense, they are always in their spiritual realm, even though they are found access with the material realm. But of course, Prabhupada did give us a purport. Prabhupada writes, I remember in third chapter in Kapil Dev's discussion, that one should not focus on the Garbhadakshay Vishnu or Shirdakshay Vishnu, because we don't know their spiritual Vaikuntha Leela. So only we know this Leela. As a result, if you just focus on them here, chances are you will be staying with them. You're not going to spiritual world. So we focus on Krishna, Narayan, or Ram, who has a Leela and abode in Vaikuntha, all the avatars. So you can look at it from different angle. Is that okay, Mata?
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Some of the information went over my head, but I'll try to listen again to your class and understand more. But thank you so much. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Suyen now or more? Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji.
Thank you so much, Prabhu.
Take over. Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the beautiful class. If there are no more questions, we can end the call here, Prabhu.
Yes.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank
Hare
you.
Krishna,
I
Hare
would like to
Krishna.
offer my obeisances to you and all the assembled
Rama,
devotees.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Bancha Kalpatru
Vishwa.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
I want to talk to Janame Jayant.